567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
July 23rd is Yada 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 Day.
So, I'm on 3rd Avenue, minding my own business, and yada yada yada. I get a free massage and a facial.
Yada yada.
Yada what?
Yada yada yada.
My old boyfriend came over late last night. Yada yada yada. Anyway, I'm really tired today.
Yada, yada, yada. I'm still single.
I met this lawyer. We went out to dinner. I had the lobster bisque. We went back to my place. Yada, yada, yada. I never heard from him again.
So go out and celebrate and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada.
But you yada, yada over the best part.
No, I mentioned the bisque.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Holy moly, it's fine.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. The compensation fund for September 11th first responders will never run out. The Senate has approved a bill to extend the fund and send it to the president's desk.
The yeas are 97, the nays are 2. The bill is passed.
A first responder tells Fox News that the president will sign that bill on Friday. Former special counsel Robert Mueller testifies tomorrow about Russia's attempt to influence the 2016 election. President Trump says he'll watch, quote, a little bit, but he still thinks the probe was wasteful.
No collusion, no obstruction. Oh, that's not good enough. Let's go more. $40 million. Interview 500 people. They got nothing.
Mueller did not find charges of criminal conspiracy or obstruction. And FBI Director Christopher Wray tells Congress China is a more serious counterintelligence threat to the United States than Russia. This is Fox News.
Oh no, Russia, Russia, Russia.
You loved the original Lion King, cherished the Broadway musical, and paid $15 to see the CGI reboot. But Disney's not done yet. The Lion King is back again with sock puppets.
In the tube sock! The tube sock of life!
Simba, your eyeball fell off.
And coming soon, the Chicken King. It's the Lion King, but with chickens. And for you true crime fans, get ready to binge the Netflix crime documentary, Making a Mufasaer.
I didn't kill Mufasa. I was framed by the hyenas.
And finally, it's Shakespeare's The Lion King, an homage to the play we stole the original idea from.
To rip off Hamlet or not rip off Hamlet, that's not even a question.
The Lion King reboots. Just like the Circle of Life, it keeps coming back.
In another news today, a goose has been freed from a pizza driver's car grill. Not that goose. And the goose was not injured. It just got stuck. Pizza driver Ryan Harrington said he saw a goose waddling across the road in Burlington, Vermont. On Saturday, Vermont, remember, this is Bernie Sanders' state, okay? It's right next to New Hampshire. Where
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
The fire department did arrive to help free the goose named Roberto, or Roberta if it's a girl. See, I guess it's harder to tell. Taken to a wildlife rehabber who says everything is fine, going to survive, going to be okay. And there's some... an exorcism divorce. I'll tell you, you know, there's more interesting stuff in the back pages of the news than almost anywhere else.
You're so full of information.
Yeah, speaking of that, I posted the poster information for this event that Infusion is putting on at St. James Methodist tonight at 6:30. It's free, and Barry Barnes will be there to explain neurofeedback, and it's a new service being offered by Infusion. And I will be experiencing this tomorrow at 9:15, and I can't wait. We have traffic. I'll tell you, the wind is now kind of coming out of the north. It hasn't turned cool yet, but I can't wait for tomorrow morning and some of that cooler, drier air. That is going to be really, really nice. Brad McDonald, speaking of nice, had a nice day in the market. We'll find out what was behind that and other optimisms next.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and traffic is building up real quickly. We have a problem on the boulevard. We do have an accident at Monticello and the boulevard. That's right next to I-85, so be careful in that area. If you're on I-85, everything's moving along great right now, but watch out when you get into the downtown area near the interchange, because things will slow down for you there. I-65 still up at a speed limit, right, and we don't have any big problems on the 31s. Let's just be careful as we wrap up our workday. Todd's Produce has fresh homemade peach ice cream made from Chilton County peaches grown on their own farm. There's nothing better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Former Auburn head coach and U.S. Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville made a stop in the capital city earlier today. He met with voters at the Farmers Market Cafe to talk about his campaign, including changing the way we treat our veterans, improving education, and protecting individual liberty. And happening tonight at 6 in Wetumpka, a public kickoff meeting for the upcoming downtown street construction project. Representatives of the city, the engineer, and the contractor are reviewing the scope of work, discussing the schedule of construction, introducing the site superintendent, and answering questions about the project. Staging starts the last week of July. Plus, a vigil is also happening tonight, honoring 17-year-old Courtney Jones. She was shot to death Sunday night on Hall Street in Montgomery. The vigil is tonight at 6 at Sydney Lanier High School. No arrests have been made so far, but if you have any information on this case, call Crime Stoppers immediately. That number, 215-STOP. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Are you ready for some nice changes? The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms continues this evening before ending, then turning cooler later tonight. Overnight low temperature 67. Then tomorrow and Thursday, you will feel the difference. Mostly sunny behind the front, lower humidity, comfortable afternoons in the upper 80s, cooler at night, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Now, it won't last long because the humidity starts to creep back by Friday afternoon, maybe a couple of showers around, and then showers and thunderstorms here and there with all the humidity you love over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River. And if you hadn't ever been down here, you're missing a good time. We rent out pontoon boats. You can cruise up and down the river, cruise up to the sandbar where there's a swing up there. You can swing out and splash around, enjoy the river, and cool off a little bit. Come back down here. We'll cook you some fresh seafood. Got a grill. We'll do that grilled amberjack, snapper, getting some flounders, groupers, all kind of good fish out of the Gulf. We got a steamer over there, a little shrimp from Argentina. Tastes kind of like a lobster. We got those royal red shrimp, snow crabs. We got some oysters we're shucking on the half shell, Rockefellers, and good eating. Let's talk about good times, because every Sunday afternoon, we kill it down here at the Oyster Bar. We bring in touring bands, and people play all over the world, and this is no exception, because Big Al and the Heavyweights are here Sunday at 5 o'clock. That's right, some good old Louisiana music. Y'all, it's going to be a good time. Check it out, CapitalOysterBar.com. We're going to be looking for you, so get down here soon and come hungry.
Boss Skaggs is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. To the Three Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win a pair of tickets to see Boz Scaggs at Impact on September 8th.
Babies in the running round, hanging with the crowd.
Tickets to BozGags at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, September 8th from Newstalk 93.1. The River Region's News Talk Station. Newstalk 93.1, WACV, Newstalk 93.1.
July 23rd is Hot Enough For You Day? The only day that it's okay to ask the annoying question, hot enough for you, huh? Any other day and I'll punch you right in the face. So go ahead, ask away on Hot Enough For You Day.
I'm here. I'm just busier than I can believe I am. Colonel Joe, if you're waiting outside the front door, I just sent a note to Joey because I couldn't leave the studio. But he's downstairs. Hopefully we can get you in. It's been one of those days. A good day on the markets, though. So let's talk to Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Hello, sir.
Hey, buddy. How we doing today? How about this weather?
It's funny because we just played that little Gary Owens thing. And July 23rd, is it hot enough for you today? You know, usually by this time we're just like, come on. But ironically, we have a rare blast of cooler air coming down the state. And I think now some people, oh, this is climate change. We need more taxes. We got to stop this. No, bring on. I hope there's more. I hope this is a pattern that's starting. The cold front's going all the way through Alabama in July. I'll take that anytime.
I'm right there with you. As a matter of fact, all it's going to do is tease us, and we're going to start thinking football season's about to start.
You know, you're right. Because when you do get that first cool air, it does make you think about fall and football and everything else.
We
have you on because I'm no financial whiz, but it looked like better than a good day in the markets, and the S&P 500 is over 3,000 again. 20 points today. That's pretty good. What was driving the numbers today?
Well, so it was interesting. You know, as I've been saying the last couple of weeks, we've been on earnings watch, you know, and earnings continue to be pretty good. Now, top line revenues, a little bit better than expected, but largely sort of flat. And I want to say this when I say, you know, that revenues are flat or whatever. That doesn't mean that things are horrible. It just means that, my goodness gracious, you know, we were going up against really tough numbers last year in the comparable quarter. You know, and you got to remember we had tax cuts that had just been, you know, implemented and so on and so forth. So this is going to be a tough year from a comparison standpoint. Earnings have been pretty good. Some of the big names, you know, Coca-Cola, United Technologies, those were two of the bigger ones that had just phenomenal numbers, really, really good. And for the most part, I would say, you know, early on in trading, I would, you know, first 3, 4, 5 hours or so of the trading day, we were basically sort of unchanged to slightly up because of these, you know, pretty good numbers and this upcoming Fed rate cut and so on and so forth. But then we got this news that the United States was sending Lighthizer, our Uncle Bob Lighthizer, that's what I call it. He's a tough, tough guy. They're going overseas next Monday to have face-to-face meetings with the Chinese, and that's welcome news. That was really, really welcome news for the market because around, 1 o'clock or so when this broke, all the averages surged higher right then on the release of that headline. And so I guess we went from around, you know, up 30, 40, 50 on the Dow to over, you know, up 150. And I think we closed up around 177 points or something like that. So it was good. And right now the story is pretty compelling. You know, you've got a trade deal that continues, ongoing negotiations. It's really nice to hear this, that they're going overseas. That's a good thing instead of this stalemate that we've been sort of stuck in for the last 4 or 5 weeks. But then earnings have not been abysmal. They have not been terrible. They haven't just rolled over and been a horrible story, and which is what so many people feared. And that's nice. And then we've got a Fed rate cut to boot. So that's what's carrying markets. But I have to say markets right here really priced for perfection. That's why I mentioned yesterday, you know, there were some things we're seeing. We're going to take a little bit of a cautious tone. When you see markets starting to break higher like this, those are a pretty good time to manage risk for our clients, which is what we do. So many of our clients are retired or are close to retirement, and so that's an important part of portfolio management, you know. But all in all, a good day. Feel pretty good about things. And as I said, we're at the upper end of these ranges, and, you know, so you do want to be prudent right here on a short-term basis. And then obviously, as we mentioned yesterday as well, this Iranian thing, which could get nasty in a hurry. So you got to keep that in the corner of your eye. So all in all, pretty good day. Yeah, we're feeling pretty good for the moment.
One of the things I've been reading about today, this budget deal, there's people ticked off because it's not really adding more revenue to protect the border. We have spent 250,000 Border Patrol man hours taking illegals to hospitals and providing them with free medical care. And the budget deal, I guess, that they've agreed to is 20% higher than 2017. Any comments or concerns in the market about that level of spend?
So I'm glad you brought that up. We've been studying the budget. I know I have. Frankly, I'm a little surprised that we got this deal done so quickly. And you're right, it's somewhat astounding. It's going to add roughly about $2 trillion to the national debt. And the thing I think that was so puzzling, if you will, it's got a ton of defense spending in there. I mean, just an absolute ton, which is something that Trump really wanted. But it's also got a ton of non-defense spending, which is what brought the Democrats to the table. And he did a deal with them. Now, I will say, if we all know how politics goes. Yeah. Sometimes you have to recognize the fact that what was in the headline is really just what they want us to hear. Mm-hmm. Who knows what other sort of deals were done behind the scenes that got this deal done. And I have to believe that it has something to do, with the squad, if you will. The moderate Democrats know that they're in a real, real precarious situation here. I mean, they truly are. You see Trump's polling numbers have gone up since all this happened.
Yeah.
And believe me, that's not lost on them. So I think something else is going on behind the scenes that allowed them to come together and get a deal done. And it'll be interesting to see in the next 3 to 4 weeks what that is. And believe me, it's going to come out. They won't announce it like, hey, this is why we got the deal done. But when you see it, you'll say, aha, there it is. And so...
Among other stories today, too, of a political nature, and if I'm reading this on HuffPo, I'm reading it from the progressive left, and it's a story about the reason that the Mueller testimony is bound to disappoint Democrats. How many times do they have to be told there's nothing there before it finally move on? Can we move on? You've been stuck there for 2 years over a hoax, and it's time to start perp walking the people that put that hoax together. I think that's coming soon, too.
Yeah, this whole thing is going to be a flop. It's going to be a gigantic flop. People are sick and tired of hearing about it. And again, like I said, you know, the moderate Democrats, if you want to call them that, Schumer and Pelosi.
It's almost like an oxymoron.
I mean, really, compared to, you know, how they've been hijacked. But, you know, I just think that they're wise enough to know this is not a path we need to go down for very long. There are some out there, some congressmen who want to have their day in the sun, and they're going to get it.
Yeah.
But they better shut it down pretty quickly, because every time they come at the president with this, he just gets better and better in the poll.
Well, and, what this ultimately says, the bottom line here, kind of have to wrap, but this shows how out of touch the media, in their smug, self-absorbed, intellectual hierarchy, they have been giving the platform for the odd squad to spew their hate and their BS. And they think that that's what America wants to hear, and that's not what America wants to hear, and that's why Trump's numbers are pulling up, because he's the only one with the guts to put an end to that kind of nonsense, those goofballs.
No, I agree. And the politics behind all of this have obviously significant implications towards markets and obviously investors who have money in markets. Because you're looking at entire industries. For example, you look at defense spending versus non-defense spending, which is why we're really trying to study this to see what exactly deal was done, what the deal was. Because trust me, it's going to change people's minds about asset allocation and how you want to be invested. And I don't get it. You know, I mean, you think, you hear all this stuff. Even today, the Department of Justice, we see, you know, Attorney General Barr, after hours, by the way, the market had closed, and then he came with this headline that, you know, they're investigating these large tech companies now for antitrust. And it reminds me so much of the old days of the robber barons. I know you like your history. I know the robber barons,
the Vanderbilts and the Rockefellers.
Rockefeller and all those guys. So, and you remember what happened then. You had McKinley, you had, who was it, Theodore Roosevelt, a number of them that came, the trust buster. You know, they came in and tried to say, look, you've got a monopoly and so on and so forth. It's interesting. And they said, even back then, you know, that 2% of all the wealth in the country, or all the wealth, vast majority of the wealth of the country was concentrated in the hands of 2% of the people. And that's what we hear today. But you look at what the tremendous growth we experienced as a country from innovation and entrepreneurship and, you know, in new inventions, the combustible engine. We go on down the line. And I think that's what we're witnessing today, somewhat of the same type of thing. It's just interesting to me to see that our own Department of Justice is going to come after these guys like this.
They have to. They're so big.
And they are gigantic.
And
but
we become
I will
so
tell
dependent
you.
That no matter what your opinion is, you're almost forced, compelled to use them because there's no other option out there. They are trying to steer. Plus, what's also frightening is there's a lot of suspicion on their ability to tamper with voting machines and stuff.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Listen, I can tell you right now where I sit. You know, you look at the names like Google and Facebook, which are sort of the poster child for what we're talking about. Privacy issues, the way they manipulate our data, the way they even use it against us in some ways. It is downright scary. And from that standpoint, I do think that our government needs to get involved. There's no doubt about it. But I will say this, once you break them up, they're going to become even, I would say, more money, more powerful. Heck, that's what happened to Rockefeller. You know, they split him up, and
yeah,
my goodness, I mean, he really went into another gear after that.
But, yeah, you know what? He also knew the value of public relations and eventually turned public opinion around about him, even though he died beyond wealthy. You know, he was, you know. And it was the Rockefeller dime, you know, he just was always being photographed and filmed being philanthropic with sympathetic situations, and that turned public opinion, even though you're right, after everything the government did, he only ended up that much wealthier. There's people that are destined to have that and people that aren't. I'm one of those. But enough about me. Let's recommend folks.
You see that? Did you see that article I sent you on the top 10 movies adjusted for inflation?
I got it and I opened it, and CNBC would not let me read it until I signed up for something. So,
oh my gosh! Okay, well,
I know Gone with the Wind
we'll
is still number one,
later.
Right?
What's that?
Gone with the Wind is number one, right?
That's right.
Okay, yeah. I saw
it. It was just really, it was intriguing.
No, I'd love to see it. I tried twice, and every time I got this big CNBC page, I'm not ready to sign up for their news service.
I understand.
Folks, do yourself a favor and learn how you can build for your future painlessly just by getting into a program that'll help you set aside a few bucks that will grow into a lot of bucks over time, money you can forget about, and just let it grow in the capable hands of McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. No matter what it is you're preparing for, your retirement, a new home, your kids' education, life's big moments. And they also have insurance experts in-house that can help business people make sure they have adequate coverage, just in case. This is the world we live in. It's a just-in-case world. So call them at 387-0094. Make an appointment to meet this incredible team of people and do something good for yourself. Become managerial about your money. Again, 387-0094. Brant, thank you for the time, buddy.
Absolutely. Enjoyed it. We'll talk tomorrow.
You got it.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Isn't it amazing how much this new Prime Minister of Britain reminds you a little bit of Trump? Who's this?
That's Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, what's up? I'm sorry I had to put you on hold there for a second. Joey's out of the room.
That's quite all right. I was just wanting to ask you who is the, or should I say, which one's the best pick, or which one would you choose for the mayor of Montgomery? Changing a different direction.
It's funny you ask. I've made no decision on that. In fact, I got a mailer at home today from David Woods. And okay. I'm just going to say this because I am also, in addition to being a talk show host, I'm a consumer. I'm another Montgomery citizen who's going to have to make a choice. And
right.
I've had the pleasure of meeting David on numerous occasions. And one-on-one, he is affable. He's a very easy person to talk to. He has no pretentiousness about him. But
okay.
His ads rub me the wrong way.
Yeah, they kind of creep me out. But, you know.
Well, they're not really him. He's not like that. He comes across much better in person than he does in ads.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got other people writing for him anyway. So,
and with many politicians, that is not the case. They are portrayed in an ad one way, and then when you meet them, they're a schmuck. So,
yeah.
But I still like him. I don't know enough about... I like the goals he has in mind. I'd like to know more about how he plans to achieve those. So I've made no decision yet, and I'm not in any way, shape, or form ready to make a prediction. So there you go.
Yeah.
It's the best thing I need to do.
Well, that'll work.
I appreciate it.
I'm just needing some info, and that's... Yeah, you
helped
me out a little bit.
All right. I may do a Facebook poll on whether or not you want mayoral candidates. Now, this Congress has pretty much destroyed whatever was left of the Tea Party legacy. You know, and that was a one-time thing when people put their lives down saying, wait a minute, do we have to have somebody like Obama come back into the White House and again scare the crap out of us to rise up as a group and say, no, this is not the America we choose? And I've told you this afternoon about a couple of stories, one from Canada, one from Britain. I don't want people getting arrested for a Facebook post. Our Constitution should protect us from that. It, in my opinion, it does. But we have evil people here, man. And this is why the tech companies, it's not a matter of the money they're in control of. That's success. But when they are using their power to promote only one opinion and undercut the other, that's a problem for me. So whatever, we'll see what can and can't be done about that. We just have to be aware more than anything else. 5:30, before we head down to the traffic dungeon, any day is a good day to visit Jack Ingram. You can visit them online on Sunday when they're closed, but Monday through Saturday, now I'm basically asked to tell you about the cars that are available in the under 10,000 categories. I see some new choices in here, too. I've got a bunch of Volkswagens, the Jetta, one with mileage as low as 61,000, all of these under $10,000. There's a couple of great Hyundai options in here, one under 8,000, an Elantra, And what was the new one? I saw a couple of Nissan Altimas added to this category recently. 2013 with only 83,000 miles on it. And the Altima, that is the preferred car of my nuclear physicist sister, and I don't argue with her about why she picks certain things because she knows. There's a 2011 Ford Edge SEL. That's a nice little vehicle. 2011 Jeep Compass Base. Look, take a look. If you're shopping for somebody who needs a car, whether it's a student getting their license or somebody heading off to college, buy them something that looks great inside and out, but has, most importantly, an engine you can depend on under the hood. That's what they put their name on at Jack Ingram. Signature used cars. Don't forget the value lot across the street where there's additional great buying options. And they have over 20 financing options. So no matter what your history is, and we, hey, take it from one who's been there, they've got a program that will get you done on a vehicle at Jack Ingram. Tip Thames and his team will take great care of you, too. 235 Northeastern Boulevard or jackingram.com.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and there's not a lot of rushing going on if you are around I-85 and the Boulevard. We have an accident on the Boulevard at Monticello, and it is causing some traffic jams not only on the Boulevard, but also on I-85 northbound. If you're headed that way, please be careful and be patient. If you're going northbound on I-85, we don't have any big problems for you until you get down around the interchange. It'll slow down there, and then once you go 65 north from there, there is another slowdown around the Northern Boulevard. Otherwise, traffic is moving along pretty well for the rush hour. Please be careful, watch out for the other guy, and get home safely. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. A vigil is happening tonight honoring 17-year-old Courtney Jones. She was shot to death Sunday night on Hall Street in Montgomery. The vigil's tonight at 6 at Sydney Lanier High School. No arrests have been made so far, but if you have any information on this case, call Crime Stoppers immediately. That number is 215-STOP. Plus, former Auburn head coach and U.S. Senate candidate Tommy Tuberville made a stop in the capital city earlier today. He met with voters at the Farmers Market Cafe to talk about his campaign, including changing the way we treat our veterans, improving education, and protecting individual liberty. And also happening tonight at 6 in Wetumpka, a public kickoff meeting for the upcoming downtown street construction project. Representatives of the city, the engineer, and the contractor are reviewing the scope of work, discussing the schedule of construction, introducing the site superintendent, and also answering questions about the project. Staging starts the last week of July. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Are you ready for some nice changes? The risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms continues this evening before ending, then turning cooler later tonight. Overnight low temperatures 67. Then tomorrow and Thursday, you will feel the difference. Mostly sunny behind the front, lower humidity, comfortable afternoons in the upper 80s, cooler at night, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Now, it won't last long because the humidity starts to creep back by Friday afternoon, maybe a couple of showers around, and then showers and thunderstorms here and there with all the humidity you love over the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat. And it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old pile of evidence that all points towards the fact that my dog might be a Democrat. I pay for all his health care, and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the streets. But he just acts like he's entitled, even tried to unionize the cat. Yeah, I think my dog's a Democrat.
Unionize the cat.
Chewed up the Constitution that I keep on display. And every time Benghazi's on TV, he looks the other way. I know he's a liberal, even if he won't admit it. He pooped on my living room rug and tried to tell me George Bush did it. He ain't got no papers, and what really gets my goat is if he could find a ride to town, well, I know they'd let him vote. Sure, we've had some good times. Been fun to have around, but if he ever barks about my right to bear arms, I'm gonna have to have him put down. I pay for all his health care, and I buy everything he eats. I provide him with a place to live just to keep him off the streets. You'd have to be a socialist to ever act like that. So my dog must be a Democrat. All his behavior has been hinting that his mom might be Mrs. Clinton. I think my dog a Democrat.
But if real Democrats are like dogs, we'd like them.
I'm Brian Lewis, and I approve this message.
Brian Lewis. Here's this at 540, by the way, on News Talk 93.1 FM, from Inside Scoop Politics. This is interesting. Ben Shapiro wrote this. In the last couple of weeks, America has learned that a bevy of heretofore relatively uncontroversial objects and ideas are, in fact, extraordinarily controversial. We've learned that a Betsy Ross American flag is irredeemably racist. That was Nike. We have learned that, even though Obama had it at his inauguration, by the way. We have learned that Disney casting a black woman as Ariel in the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid is supposedly supremely disquieting for a racist America. And we've learned that opposing federally mandated forced busing means that you're a secret bigot as long as you're named Joe Biden. Or perhaps we haven't learned any of those things. There is a finger and the chest poking going on. And this is coming from Hollywood. They have such a dim view of us, and I hope you're listening. Stop giving them your money. They hate you. If you're even moderately conservative. They hate you. And now, so here's the gist of this article, and you feel free to disagree, Joe, even though you'd be wrong. This is Hollywood. It's like with the new James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Daniel Craig, I guess, is going to be, but the new 007 is going to be a black woman.
For at least a scene, she's not the new James Bond.
I'm just saying.
She's taking the agent name, though.
But they put this out there like, oh, this will get them.
Right.
This is just going to... You know what? We don't give a rat's ass. We really don't. Black Ariel, fine. Black James Bond, fine. You're the ones that are always putting color where we're not looking for it. You're going to be supremely disappointed. Now, I will have to see how these things do when they're released. You know, reputations get around. There was nothing racially controversial about Dumbo. It sucked, and it didn't do very well. On the other hand, The Lion King is off to a good start. That may be in part due to the fact that it's 150 degrees outside, and parents got to take their kids somewhere cool.
Oh, and it's The Lion King.
It's The Lion King.
Yeah.
So how can you go wrong? But this nonsense of, why do we need to know? You know, I go to a movie to be surprised. I don't want to be told in advance, here's where you're going to feel outraged. They're doing this because they think it's going to get us all crazy. They're the crazy ones. They get crazy over really nothing.
Yeah. Well, in this 007 example, they described it as a popcorn-dropping moment. Well, not anymore. He gave the surprise away. I mean, the whole premise is Bond's retired.
Yeah.
So they gave that designation to somebody else.
Right.
So come on in, 007, and it's this striking, beautiful black woman. And it's like, all right. And then you realize, okay, James Bond's got to come
out. Now, if
time.
I don't find her strikingly beautiful, like,
well,
I would.
Well, that's your taste.
No, like Halle Berry's or...
Yeah, she's smoking, yeah.
There's a whole... I didn't find this woman to be stunning. But does that make me a racist?
No.
I don't think it does.
Not yet.
Well, no, but you got to be able to express an opinion, for God's sake.
Not yet.
Yeah, no. Just one man's 10 is another one's 2.
Well, I mean, for now. But it's going to end up where, I mean, you have a personal preference for who you want to get in bed with? How dare you, you bigot?
Let me finish this lecture. The Betsy Ross flag. Not only was Ross an abolitionist Quaker, the flag has flown for centuries as a symbol of a country that fought the single bloodiest war in its history to abolish slavery. And never do I hear any of these professional race baiters ever, ever, ever say a word of gratitude about the 250,000 young boys who all had aspirations and dreams and died to put an end to this stuff. Never. Don't they deserve some credit? Colin Kaepernick, whose knowledge of politics is approximately as accurate as his downfield passing game, apparently taught Nike some tough lessons about American history. Not about sweatshop labor, though. So the sneakers were withdrawn in a week-long controversy ensued about the supposed evils of the Ross flag. I do happen to know this, that 200,000 Betsy Ross t-shirts were produced by an entrepreneur and went on sale and sold out. So F you, Nike. Take your shoe and kick yourself in the ass. That's what I say. The Kawasaki Mule Pro 30X is available at Adams Motorsports. Kawasaki is also the maker of the jet ski. Now, this tease we're getting about cooler weather in the fall is going to be brief. In fact, by the weekend, it'll be hot again. Terry could have you out on your favorite body of water enjoying a Kawasaki jet ski, which is the way to do the water. More than a boat, more than anything else, it is an awesome, fun machine. Kawasaki is the originator, inventor, and Terry gets a limited number of these every year at Adams Motorsports. So when they're gone until next year. And of course, they have a top-notch service department to take care of you after your purchase and can provide you with everything else you need, from ancillary equipment to training to make sure you're using it right. along with every other exciting motorcycle, scooter, the Kymco scooter that gets an amazing 150 mpg, and of course all the Polaris products, which are just so impressive in their, and made in Alabama too, by the way, which is kind of nice, up near Huntsville. But the Kawasaki Mule Pro 30X is now in at Adams Motorsports, and this is a rugged machine that's engineered a little luxury into the cockpit. So go see it at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Ackles. Special financing, rebates, low interest rates. They got programs going on everything. See the much beloved and glorious. Wrong song horn section. That's better. At AdamsMotorsports.com.
Montgomery Skywatch in the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and there's not a lot of rushing going on if you are around I-85 and the Boulevard. We have an accident on the Boulevard at Monticello, and it is causing some traffic jams not only on the Boulevard, but also on I-85 northbound. If you're headed that way, please be careful and be patient. If you're going northbound on I-85, we don't have any big problems for you until you get down around the interchange. It'll slow down there, and then once you go 65 north from there, there is another slowdown around the Northern Boulevard. Otherwise, traffic is moving along pretty well for the rush hour. Please be careful, watch out for the other guy, and get home safely. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Bachelor Technologies on Brockport Court for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, young Joey, you heard the story about the wedding. I think it was at one of Trump's properties, and it was a MAGA wedding all the way, and he crashed it. So I have a little thing. I haven't heard this yet, but let's see if it's worth our time.
Hey, little Trumper, you fell in love. Hey, little Trumper, you wanna tie the knots. Hey, little Trumper, who's that orange man? Hey, little Trumper, get your MAGA hat. They chanted with the fist pump. He will make weddings great again. It's a nice day for a Trump wedding. He will make weddings great again. Hey, little Trumper, it's true romance. Hey, little Trumper, do the chicken dance. The leader of a nation. Don't need an invitation to crash wedding celebrations. He will make weddings great again. Come on, it's a...
We have this one service that sends us stuff. And, they are virulently anti-Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And I've sent her notes. I said, I can't use your stuff because I'd like to keep the audience I have. They're nice people. They like the president. They like what he's doing. I don't understand it. Why there's this almost like it's like the Klan, except it's, you know, you're outside our thought jurisdiction. You like this president. You like the you know, frankly, I don't know. I have never sat down with the man. I never really watched The Apprentice or anything because watching people get fired just wasn't my thing. But watching him fire Jim Comey and some others, that's been fun. I can't wait until it really hits the fan, because apparently Mueller's going to be there tomorrow, and so are Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and a bunch of other guys who are going to, well, let's just put it this way, it's going to be fun. They're going to make sure that the other side gets out. I trust. At 5:54, and again in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to head over to St. James Methodist Church for the neurofeedback. I Assist is the name of the program, and I'm doing this tomorrow after the morning show. Neurofeedback that allows the brain to reset or reorganize itself. And it helps a wide... If you want to see the information, the poster is on my Facebook page, and you all know where St. James is, and it's free. 6:30 tonight. I hope you'll come and join us.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the afternoon traffic, and we still have a problem on I-85 northbound. Is an accident right before you get off on the boulevard, so be careful there. Traffic's moving okay, but you need to pay attention as you pass through that area. We also have an accident on Executive Park Drive in the boulevard. That is around by the Walmart near 231. If you are on I-85 headed southbound, we don't see any issues for you. I-65 is running great both north and southbound, and the 31s look good this afternoon. Let's be careful as we wrap up another workday. Your office location says it all. Sonova Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Is that you, Red Top?
Yes, sir.
How are you? What's up?
I want to tell you, I've referred a very good friend of mine to Delkin Thomas.
Oh.
And because he's about to go through a divorce, he got filing, and they have a complicated estate to settle, and I've been impressed with these ladies on the air, and I had wished I had had her, these girls, for my lawyer. I'm sure you do, too.
Uh-huh. Boy.
I want to thank you for introducing us to them and tell you I have referred them. So keep up good work, buddy, and enjoy your show as always.
By the way, they're going to be joining us tomorrow afternoon.
Well, I'm going to tell my friend to listen. He supposedly has already gotten in touch with them, so I hope that's the case. If he hasn't, I'm going to make sure he listens.
Yeah, make sure he also mentions News Talk. He gets a discount on the consultation.
I will tell him tonight. Thank you.
Awesome. What a great way to end the show. Yeah, Dana and Jacqueline will be here tomorrow.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports
is later tonight. Oops. At 5:57. Joey's next.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes as well as full access that everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
You have reached your destination.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. The compensation fund for September 11th first responders will never run out. The Senate has approved a bill to extend the fund and send it to the president's desk.
The yeas are 97, the nays are 2. The bill is passed.
A first responder tells Fox News that the president will sign that bill on Friday. Former special counsel Robert Mueller testifies tomorrow about Russia's attempt to influence the 2016 election. President Trump says he'll watch, quote, a little bit, but he still thinks the probe was wasteful.
No collusion, no obstruction. Oh, that's not good enough. Let's go more. $40 million. Interview 500 people. They got nothing.
Mueller did not find charges of criminal conspiracy or obstruction. And FBI Director Christopher Wray tells Congress China is a more serious counterintelligence threat to the United States than Russia. This is Fox News.